Welcome to Flip the Switch on Life podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Marie. I'm an embodiment life coach here to help you live an empowered and soulful life. I guide women towards self-healing to take back their power so that they can start living life by their own rules and embrace their true authenticity. This podcast is your go-to where I will be giving you all the tools and resources to start the process of self-healing, doing the deep inner work, and developing your spiritual wellness. There is so much power in embodying your true self, but we often allow fear and comfortability to control our lives, keep us playing small, and settling for less than we deserve. By learning to rewire your subconscious, you will discover your truest and your highest self. You will learn how to take back control and flip the switch on your life. So thank you so much for listening. Now let's get into the episode. Welcome back to another episode on Flip the Switch on Life. I'm your host, Jessica Marie. I'm so excited to be sitting here talking to you guys in my new apartment. I have had such a test these last couple of months. And before I get into that, today what we're diving into is how to stay the course in extremely difficult times that make you question your purpose. This was a highly requested episode, so I'm so excited, and I'm also going to be sharing in real time my current life experiences, because I believe that if we can really share the vulnerabilities, the truths, the lessons that we're going through as a leader, as a entrepreneur, as a human to another human, it makes people feel like they're not alone in their experiences, because no one is. We think that a lot. And so it's been such an interesting start of the year. Start of the year was blissful. It was impactful. It's been prosperous. Business has been growing. And I kind of felt like, okay, like we're here, we're coasting. And a lot of you know, maybe you don't, I've been sharing that I moved into my new apartment back in December. And that was my first time ever living alone. And my first place that I am paying for myself, one bedroom apartment. And I was so excited about it. And it really gave me an awesome opportunity to really show what I'm made of and go and get the things that I've been really wanting and expand my business. I hired a mentor, all the things, right? So what I'm really saying here is that the end to the beginning of the new year of 2024 has been blissful. It has been expansive. It has been the sense of I've worked for it and now I'm reaping my benefits. And I keep saying this over and over every time I pray, every time I write in my journal, that this is the year where all of the hard work gets to be paid off. All of the tears, all of the letting go, all of the surrender is now getting me to a place of abundance and prosperity in my business. I am ready. And so, as the universe normally does, become humble again. Not that I'm not, but I think a lot of the times when things are going so well, we're just like on this high. And not to say that you can't still ride the wave, but also recognizing that some bumps are going to come into the road and you're going to hit those bumps and you might need to pivot, you might need to transition, or you might need to just stay on that path while it's rocky for just a bit. And so the universe was like, okay, you have been doing a lot of the work. And you have been really praying for a physical upgrade. A lot of the times too, this is important to add, we're doing so much work on ourselves, right? We're going to therapy, we're doing coaching, we're going to the retreats, we're doing the workshops, right? We're really becoming more self-aware of our patterns, our behaviors, the things that we don't want, the things that we do want, right? We're becoming more intentional with our life. And with that being said, we are doing a lot of the work. We are day in and day out. So when we get these bumps in the road, we really get to look at how we get to react to them. And with that, a lot of the times when we're doing this work, we start to energetically upgrade ourselves, right? So we feel different. We start to attract new aligned things, but sometimes the physical isn't fully caught up to the quantum leap or the energetic upgrade of what I'm saying, right? And what I mean by that is maybe you've gone to therapy or coaching, or you just did a retreat or a workshop and you feel different. That is the energetic shift you've already made in your brain, in your body, that something has changed and something is wired differently. That is the energetic upgrade. That always happens first before the physical upgrade. So a lot of the times, like I said, we're doing this work and we're just like, okay, where is everything? Where is the physical upgrade? Where is the money? Where is the client? Where is the partner, right? Where are these opportunities? All of this stuff. And that is where the universe starts to kind of shift some things. That's where a lot of the things sometimes happen, right? Where a lot of people have these like catastrophic experiences. And I don't mean catastrophic as negative per se, but just like a lot of shit might be breaking down. A lot of things might be falling apart so that you can get prepared for the new things coming in. Does that make sense? Hope so. So I felt like with the situation I was in that I'm about to get into, it really allowed me to look at it in a really empowering way. And so I discovered black mold in my apartment. And I was at first like, oh, okay, whatever. And then I started doing research. I started talking to my friends that do functional medicine. And I was like, oh no, this is actually a very, very, very serious problem. So what am I going to do about it? So very long story short, all of February was trying to get the mold away, and ended up actually telling my current apartment complex that I wanted to move out. So that put another pressure of, wow, I have to find an apartment within 30 days that's in budget and also that is mold free. And so during this time of the oh fuck, the oh my gosh, why is the universe doing this to me? Because at first, I'll be honest, that's how I first that's how I first felt. And when that happened, I really had to get clear on what this was giving me. And instead of a negative experience, instead of a oh shit, this sucks, I sat with it. What does this have me learn? What do I get to sit with here? Yes, there was discomfort. Yes, there was this oh shit moment of what am I going to move into? What's next for me? However, I started reflecting on it, talking to a friend, and I started to realize, you know what? There's this part of my body in my solar plexus, which is really where our intuition speaks to us. And I sat with that and I was like, there's a calming feeling here. There is a sense of everything is working out though. Actually, it's you're on path, like you're not off the course. And so that's really where I started to kind of lean in, because I'm like, why do I feel so calm about this? And I could have come back to, right, we've been doing the work. I've been saying to myself, I am ready for all the things that I want in my life. Give it to me. And there was a sense of calmness, because I do feel once we start doing the work, we start shedding, doing the hard things, letting go of relationships or jobs that don't serve us or friendships, what have you, those really big life-altering experiences, when we actually say yes to ourselves, we shift, we energetically change who we are genetically. And that is where, when we have these other difficult situations, we start to feel more calm. We start to feel more, the lows don't feel as low and the highs feel more regulated. And so I kind of was like, okay, maybe that's just what it is. I'm just like kind of navigating this more at ease. But then I sat with that and I was like, no, this is happening for a reason. I'm not supposed to be here. And the apartment that I chose, I'm gonna be honest, money was the number one focus with this apartment complex. And so you get what you pay for. I'll say that. And that was a moment where, and again, I shared with you the beginning of the year, like prosperous in my business, like signing new clients, feeling really good with where I'm going. And I feel that the universe was like, okay, Jess, like you're ready for your physical upgrade now. Shit has to break apart in order for you to get what you actually want. And I'm sitting in an apartment that is absolutely stunning. I can afford it. And it is beautiful, luminous white light coming in. Sun is shining. And it just feels so right. And my physical environments have always been really important to me. And I'm sure a lot of you can say the same. And a lot of the times when we're in crappy situations, we make the best of it. And so I kind of started to reflect on how I was ignoring the feelings and the sensations and the truth of my old place. And I was like, oh, it's fine. I'm only here for a year, this and that. Something always felt energetically off. But I, you know, at the moment, I was kind of, again, like I told you, focusing on the budget, focusing on more of the scarcity part of it, if you think about it. And this place is full of abundance and it just feels so good. So why am I sharing this deep depth in depth story of the mold? Well, because it was extremely difficult. It was hard to really get to a place where I felt like this was the physical upgrade. This was the sign. And a lot of the times I have clients and I have friends that are in places where they don't see the signs. They're just in that victim mentality. They're in that humility of, oh my gosh, this is happening to me. What do I have to do? Why is this happening? You know, et cetera, et cetera. But when we can really pull ourselves out of the ego and really look at it from a holistic standpoint, from a guided standpoint, which I believe we're always guided and we're always on path, we never actually fall out of path, that when that happens to us, we are in a place where we can start looking at our life with that lens of, what does this allow me to do for my life? What do I get to shift now that I have let this thing go or that this thing is happening in my life? And so this was a really big moment of to test my integrity, to test the work that I said I've been doing, right? And really, truth be told, you can do all the work that you want, but it's really these situations where you start to really see your truth unveil itself. And the way that I handled this situation was at first very stressful, but when I started to really look at it and be like, okay, there's nothing I can do. I either can stay here and potentially have my health and my dog's health compromised, or I can get out and I can find a way and I can trust that this new apartment that I'm going to have to pay more money for is going to support me and it's going to support my vision. And that's also another sentiment to this, is that we have to lean into the trust of the unknown. So yes, financially, I was doing better than I was back in November, December. And also it was like, well, I was very comfortable with where I was. And so that is also something to share too, is that when we are in these situations, extremely difficult times that make you question your purpose, that make you really think about what your next move is, sometimes it's just going to that blind sense of trust. And that brings me into that next point of, you know how I said I felt that calmingness in my solar plexus, that intuition that's like, this is happening for you though. This is meant for you. There was that also part of me that was needing to trust blindly, needing to follow my heart blindly, knowing that there is just this felt sense that everything is going to work out. And again, this is such a testament to staying the course, because your heart, your intuition is guiding you at all times. And so there was that sense that, like I shared, I was comfortable with what I was paying. I was comfortable with where I was. I started to kind of finesse the situation, like, oh, no big deal, I'm only here for a year, right? And I started to realize, oh my gosh, I've just been lying to myself. And in order for me to get out of this situation and quantum leap into another reality, right, into another physical reality that's meant for me, right, into my highest timeline, I have to trust. I have to trust that I can make the money. I have to trust that this is all working out for me. And I really do believe another learning lesson that I had to sit with was that when we get too comfortable, we can't grow. And this old apartment was that. It helped me get to a level within myself where I felt confident and comfortable, was in abundance mindset so that I could make more income and more prosperity in my business so that I could quantum leap into this new reality, right? Because what could have happened, which it sounds like it might have happened, was that I could have got so content with my business, so content with the money I was making, so content with the apartment itself that I could have sabotaged my success, sabotaged my overall goal of hitting a certain threshold financially in my business because I was comfortable. And I know each and every one of you listening to this podcast right now can attest, when you've gotten too comfortable, that's when shit hits the fan, right? Because the universe is saying, you need a shift. If you stay here, you're not going to get to where you want to be. You have to be uncomfortable to grow. And so I felt like that was another part of this lesson that I got to sit with, was that I had to listen that this new apartment was going to push me a little bit out of my comfort zone and make me grow, make me hit those goals, right? And so I share all of that with you because with whatever situation you're in right now, whether it's in your business, in a personal relationship, in a physical environment, with your work, what have you, you have to look at where is this taking me? And it's not to say that you can't have a human experience and have human emotions. However, once you have that, I want you and encourage you to really look at, is this actually questioning your purpose? Is this actually questioning your path? Or is this actually putting you in path? Is this actually a part of everything? Because the truth is, you are never off path. Your job as the physical human being on this earth that is having this experience, you have to create the courage and the bravery to ask yourself the hard question. What is this actually teaching me? How is this actually keeping me on course? What is next for me? What lesson do I need to learn? Maybe I need to learn trusting my intuition, trusting my heart. Maybe I need to learn to really let go when my intuition says let go. Maybe the things that I want can't be produced and be manifested in this current reality with what I'm doing because I'm blocking myself. You are in charge of your own destiny. You are in charge of how you look at your situation. So if you are not asking those right questions, then you are missing the lesson. And the universe will give it to you in another way until you learn it. So I want to share a little bit on some other things that, when you're in these situations, these moments of doubt and uncertainty, how can you stay the course, right? I've obviously talked about my personal experience and just really looking at it from a different lens, but I do feel like that's a learned skill. We're not in a learned pattern, right? We have to get out of our old ways of thinking and decondition ourselves from certain automatic responses in order for us to shift, right? So everything that I've been through up until this point has created a sense of calmness and groundedness through what some other people would literally be going insane for. It's been pretty crazy. Not even just the mold, but the last 2 months have been insane. I went on a really powerful spiritual festival and I did a camping trip. And so that was 4 days in a freaking portal. And then I come back, literally that week I move. So I have to pack, move, and then unpack. And now I'm leaving for Sedona. If you're listening to this on the 3rd or the following week, I already went to Sedona. So all to say, I had so much life and business going on top of all of this personal stuff. And I've had so many comments of people sharing, how the fuck are you keeping calm? How are you so organized? How are you able to still show up in your business, for your clients, for yourself, with all of this going on? How are you doing it, Jess? And so when we talk about those moments of doubt or uncertainty, how do you stay the course? I felt that. I felt the doubt. I felt the uncertainty. I felt the blind trust, right? So we have to actually look at when we have self-doubt, how can we pull out that little ounce of courage, that little ounce of bravery we've had before in other experiences? I want you to borrow your confidence from a past experience. I want you to borrow that blinded trust you did a year ago, 6 months ago, with that one thing and that thing, and then that led you to here. Those experiences, you guys, are what are going to carry you forward into your next endeavor, into this next chapter, in this next reality of your life. You have to trust yourself. And these moments of difficult times that make you question your purpose are a deeper calling of devotion to your purpose, to your why, to the desires that you have. It isn't falling off course. It isn't falling off the path. It's actually pulling you closer, and it's saying, are you in it for the long haul? Are you in it no matter what? Are you going to fall and get right back up? That's what these moments are here to do for us. You're here to make an impact. You're here to live life more on purpose, with intention, with integrity, with fucking love. So that's what you have to prove to yourself in these moments of uncertainty and doubt. You stay the course by getting up, by feeling into it, by listening to those signs, listening to the learning lessons, and pivoting and shifting and doing what you need to do in order to get to where you want to go. Everything happening for you right now is for your highest self, is for your higher good. Are you listening? Are you listening to the signs? That is it. Whew. All right. That was intense. Motivational speaker 101. Here we go. So that's my thought. That's my lived experience. That's what I've learned from these really impactful spiritual teachers and really the universe, listening to yourself, right? And so something else that I do want to share a little bit is, are there specific mindset shifts or mental exercises that you can use to move through challenging circumstances while staying on your purpose, staying true to your purpose? Yes, absolutely. And that's what I want to talk about, because I've talked a lot about the energetic, the emotional piece, right? But the physical, okay, Jess, how do I actually move through those moments of self-doubt, uncertainty, and really listen to those signs, right? Mindset shifts. Being honest with yourself is a mindset shift. A lot of the times we want to lie. We want to withhold our truth. We don't want to be honest. But truth be told, we have to be real. We have to be honest. And what you can do to actually start shifting your mindset is journaling, is really looking at everything from an angle, and can you get yourself out of the emotion and out of your ego in order to get into your heart and really look at, what is this doing for you? That's what I have for you. That's what is really going to help pivot yourself out of that victim mentality into victor mentality. Something else that was really helpful was venting. There were so many times where I was so angry, you guys, like so mad. And there's nothing wrong with anger, but it's you. How can you actually utilize that stuck and stored energy when you have anxiety, when you have stress? That's just stored energy that needs to be moved. So how can you move that energy? I did breath work. I did meditation. I talked with friends. I had more playtime. Despite all of this, what really helped was the playtime, was getting out of my own house, was having time with friends, unplugging, spending more time out in nature. This was also another good test for me because I didn't want to be in my apartment as much. So I just like wanted to go on tons of walks with Rilo. So you really have to ask yourself those hard questions. So that's a mindset shift in those exercises. I would really suggest to find more joy and play in things that are lighting you up and shift out of your environment. So whatever is causing the stress, can you get out of that safe space? Not safe space. Can you get out of that place and into a space where you feel abundant, where you feel lit up? Maybe that's going to a networking event or a workshop or something. And again, maybe mental health, maybe it's moving your body, maybe it's doing some breath work. I just really invite you to find exercises, environments, people that can allow you to get out of your head and into your heart. Because if you really can come from a place of neutrality with whatever situation you're moving through, you're going to find the answers to get out of it. You're going to find the answers to sit in it. You're going to find the answers that are going to keep you on course, which you already are. So it's really finding those opportunities for yourself to really listen to what is happening and listen to the signs moving forward. So that is how you stay the course in extremely difficult times that make you question your purpose. It's all about leaning deeper into that purpose. And that's all. That's all. There's so much more to say, but truthfully, get into your body. Lean into the situation. Lean into the discomfort and allow yourself to find the answer. All right, y'all. Thanks for sharing your time with me today, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Flip the Switch on Life. Please be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you appreciate the show, please jump over to iTunes, give us some stars. If you're feeling for it, write a review. And if you want to learn more about these topics that we discussed today, check out the show notes for more information. Or you can also come hang out, shoot me a DM on Instagram. Instagram is Jessica Marie Stepp, and I will see you guys next week.